MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, July 8, 2025. Some normal trash and recycle pickup resumes on the North Shore. Kim Driscoll is acting governor this week. Afternoon thunderstorms possible, mid-80s. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 10:29 a.m. and 10:31 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in the Gloucester Times, trash collection by Republic Services resumed on Monday in some communities for the first time since the company's waste collection workers went on strike July 1, though some local officials said affected residents should expect delays. Republic has brought in 9 union workers to take over its contracted municipal routes in Gloucester, Manchester-by-the-Sea, Danvers, Peabody, and Beverly, while Teamsters Local 25 remains on strike over wages, benefits, and working conditions. The company halted all trash and recycling collection in Danvers last week. As of Monday, Republic will collect 2 weeks' worth of household trash and recycling in the town, according to Danvers officials. The workers brought in to temporarily replace Republic's striking workers will be collecting waste for 12 hours or more each day, no earlier than 7 a.m. No bulky items or yard waste will be accepted this week. Caroline Enos has much more in today's Gloucester Times. State House news reporter Colin Young writes that having acted on the state budget more quickly than any other Massachusetts governor in at least 25 years, Governor Mara Healey is out of state this week and Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll is in charge. Healey's office confirmed Monday that the governor is away with her family for the week and that Driscoll, Salem's former longtime mayor, is assuming the acting governor title and powers in the meantime. The governor's office has a practice of not disclosing Healey's out-of-state travel in advance. If Driscoll were to travel out of Massachusetts while Healey is still away, the powers of the governor would flow to Secretary of State William Galvin. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Angela Barraby writes in the Salem News, after more than two decades with the Andover Police Department, Lieutenant Edward Eddie Guy is stepping into a new role to begin the next chapter in his policing career. The 55-year-old Methuen native was sworn in as Hamilton's police chief on June 25. The town and its police department held a send-off for him the next day, town of Andover, that is. He officially assumed his new position in Hamilton on July 1. He succeeds Hamilton Chief Russell Stevens, who has retired after a 41-year law enforcement career and 16 years as chief. And Matt Petrie reports in the Newburyport Daily News, seniors in Newburyport seeking to protect themselves from fraud will want to visit Anna Jakes Hospital on Thursday to attend a workshop that will host representatives from AARP and the Newburyport Police Department to discuss current scams and how to protect oneself from them. Running from 5 to 6:30 p.m., the informational session is one in a monthly series of free dine-and-learn events for seniors at the hospital. Presenters include Phil Abraham and Steve Kenny from Massachusetts AARP and Police Department Detectives Michael Sergrew and Christopher McDonald. ItemLive.com reports, with the passing of H4227, the state has given Lynn's Leading Through Empowering Opportunities, that's LEO, L-E-O's, Broad Street Preschool, $2.7 million. This is one of the largest education lines in the bill and ensures that LEO's early years of operation at the renovated building will be without the weight of overwhelming debt. In 60 years of a nonprofit, LEO has prepared more than 13,000 preschoolers for their educational journey through the Lynn schools. LEO is the largest early childhood education provider in Lynn, including Lynn Public Schools. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, Major League pitcher Shane Smith of Danvers has been selected to play for the American League in next week's All-Star Game. He plays for the Chicago White Sox. Tuesday's game will be played in Atlanta. Word is out that the Boston Herald's high school sports editor, Danny Ventura, also known as Danny V, is going to retire next month. Ventura started at the Herald in 1991 and has been the undisputed leading reporter in high school sports coverage for over 30 years in the greater Boston area. Salem News executive sports director Phil Stacey put out on social media that Ventura is universally respected by coaches, fans, and his peers. I don't know if we should say this, but the Red Sox keep winning. Last night, a 9-3 win over the Rockies at Fenway. Game 2 of the series tonight at 7:10. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.